Welcome to College Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman. Joining me right now is Emilio Donnell and Joe Tivey. We're both at Wembley for a Fulham's 3-1 loss to Spurs. This show is our initial reaction to the result. We have a lot to talk about in a short period of time, but before I do anything else, I have to bring on the guys to the show. Emilio, Joe, welcome back to College Talk Full Time. How are you guys doing?
Hi there, Russ.
Hi, Russ. We're okay.
Yeah, I think we're okay after the defeat, you know. So it's a massive crowd going back into the station, so we're tucked away just, between the station and the stadium. And, yeah, just give a few moments reflection on what we saw today.
Yes, I look forward to getting it. Let's just go right to it. Just give me your initial reaction. Joe, I'll start with you. What did you think before the match, and now that the match is over, does it match what you thought was going to happen? Initial reaction.
It did, yeah. I said to Emilio, when he asked me what I thought the score might be, I said maybe 2-0, 3-1 to Spurs. And that's how it played out. I'm not too disappointed. There's some positives. There's a lot of negatives. But, yeah, I mean, that's how I thought it would play out like this. And it happened, yeah.
Okay. Emilio, same thing for you, or did you feel any differently going into this match?
No, I think it's the reaction of all the expectation from all fans is if we come away with anything less than a defeat, it would be a bonus. So
right.
The fact that we scored a goal, in my view, is a bonus. And we we actually dominated at times. And
we did.
You know, when we were 1-1, we actually dominated. And that gave us all hope and encouragement. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this team is on the head into the Champions League year in, year out. If they haven't got quality in class. And that class did show the last 20 minutes. They had more in the tank, better quality, better finishing. And albeit we had a lot of positives, there's still quite a few concerns and scratching of my head at times. So, yeah, lots to reflect on in the main show that we do tomorrow. But today, from what we saw, is the best team won. And, you know, we did well to get a goal and could have maybe got more in another day.
Okay, excellent. And what's interesting is that 3-1, listen, it could have been worse. But on the flip side, Fulham could have potentially scored another goal. But I'm glad that you talked about that part of the second half, you know, that Fulham were on top. That to me is what I've taken out of this. Obviously, I was just expecting hopefully a decent performance. If they got anything out of it, like you said, it was a bonus. But let's talk about that period of time where Fulham were on top. What did you see?
Well, what I certainly saw is we came out a lot more aggressive second half. You know, we seemed a lot more square. You know, we were too narrow in the first half. We were slow. You know, pedestrian at times, or too narrow. Trippier had far too much space and time throughout the whole half. But second half, we came out, you know, a little bit more structured shape-wise. We weren't as narrow. And we came out with more determination, didn't we, Joe? I think we were up for it. We felt, well done. We just compose ourselves, start to pass the ball, give the ball away less cheaply. We might get something out of that. And to be honest, you know, Mitrovic hitting the post gave us hope. We then scored a bit of a scrambled goal, but they all count. At this level, every goal counts, and at that point, we were the better team, weren't we? I thought we were on top, and Spurs, we asked questions out of Tottenham, but, you know, I don't want you, do you see anything different, Joe?
No, I mean, I agree with you. I just thought, yeah, we did come out stronger, more purposeful. I think the positioning of the players was better, because in the first half, we were being sucked in by Spurs, and there were, you know, the Fulham players were too close together. Second half, we were more spread out, more width, as Emilio said, more purpose. And we, you know, I wouldn't say we dominated, but that was our best spell. The 20 minutes after the second half, hit the post, scored. And you know, we looked a lot more confident.
Yeah.
Right. And I just want to clarify, when I meant that we were on top, obviously the score was 1-1 at that point. Just the fact that we seemed to have more of the play at that point. That's where I was going on that. But, Joe, I want to ask you this, because the announcers were talking about this. For them, the change when Tottenham scored their two goals, it was bringing on Moussa Dembele, who we all know. Do you see that as kind of a turning point for them, that then they turned the page on Fulham?
Well, I have to give credit to Emilio, because Emilio's spotted that, yeah? That was a coincidence when he came on. He just turned the game. I thought it might have been a bit of that, and also tiredness creeping into our play. There was a lot of tired, sloppy clearances going in, not finding our man from the 18-yard box. And so I think it was a bit of both. But, well spotted.
Okay. You know, I just thought he was just a class told that he came on. You know, carrying the ball, spreading the ball. He just gave Tottenham a bit of a lift, really. They had a lot more space when he came on. We just didn't have any questions. Joe rightly said, we were tiring. Tom Kenny came off, you know, earlier than expected. He looked very, very tired and, you know, leggy towards the end. And I don't think we had any answers to that. Tottenham were, you know, they jumped up a couple of gears. You know, we gave away a penalty a free kick in the worst possible position. And Trippier, yes, giving me credit, scored an excellent goal. And then our heads just dropped after that. We were just second best. And, you know, to come away with only a 3-1 defeat, I think we should be grateful. Not because we defended well to keep it down to 3. Tottenham were, at times were quite wasteful in their chances. It should have been a hammering based on the clearer cut chances that they had. So 3-1, I'll take that. But there are positives, but there's also quite a few negatives that need to be reflected on.
Okay, well, let's start there. Where do the negatives begin and end for you, Emilio?
Certainly defence. I was, from what I saw, you know, Chambers looked uncomfortable throughout the whole game. I thought Le Marchand was the more competent defender of the two. Don't forget, this is a brand new team, all coming together late in the day. Only played two games together. We've had some more debutants coming in today, so there's room for optimism. Let's be very clear. I'm not. My glass is still half full, you know, rather than half empty. But at the same time, you know, I just saw Sarri had a very poor game. He didn't really control the game. Maybe he was a bit slow to come and clear that ball when Tottenham scored their first goal. Anguissa, you know, up and down. Nothing exceptional today. First game, so I'm not going to be too judgmental there. Mensa gave me hope, you know, on the flip side. I thought he looks more composed as a defender than Christie did. AK came with a game plan. I thought he did well first half. But I think Joe said a few times, his touch throughout the game, it shows he's still quite raw. You know, he's lacking a bit of
totally
finesse
agree.
And quality. He did a job. His job was there to stretch the defence, you know, hurt them, but Mitrovic was my man of the match, but there's ups and downs today. There's lots of defensively there's negatives. And Fabry, although looked comfortable for about 75 minutes and did make some good saves, we saw the other side. We saw the Crystal Palace side of Fabry a couple of times. So ups and downs. We shouldn't judge this Fulham season based on today's game. But let's be clear.
I don't think so at all.
You know what everyone says: we need to start picking up points. So you know whether you can't keep using the excuse the team is new and you've got debutants. You've got to start translating those performances into goals and wins. And I just worry that, do we have enough goals in us? That's just a bigger question as well. Sorry, Joe, I've gone on for a while. What do you want to say?
Over to you, Joe.
Yeah. Negatives, I thought, the way we started against Tottenham in terms of the play, the way we play. They were trying to pass it out of defence. It's not going to work against a team like Tottenham. They were pressing us, pressing us. That's the way they play. They should have done their homework.
They were playing into it, Joe, because that's their strength.
Yeah. But it didn't work. And, so I'll worry about a plan B when, our normal passing game shouldn't be used.
Yeah. The other worry as well is our heads dropped. As soon as that second goal went in, you know, our heads did drop. We had to hang in for the last 15, 20 minutes. That worried me as well. And, you know, we said last week there'll be games when we're not going to win all the time. We're going to lose more games than we win. And there will be games when we're going to get, you know, have heavy defeats, experience heavy defeats. So how do you pick yourself up? And I just felt we lacked a bit of leadership on the pitch when we conceded the second goal. We just fell apart after that. We looked tired, like Joe said. No leadership on the pitch. And we looked a team of inexperienced individuals who haven't played together very often. It's quite clear. And Tottenham, this was November, December, the score line would have been a lot heavier than the 3-1 defeat.
Okay. Like you guys are talking about, it was two goals in 3 minutes. It was pretty immediate afterwards that Kane scored.
Yeah.
And these are three quality goals. Let's give them credit, especially the first two were high quality goals. So they deserve credit for that. But good point by you, Emilio. They could have scored more. Major negative for me, and Joe, you already talked about this, was how much space did they give Trippier in the first half? It was obscene, the amount of space he was given. That was something that really concerned me, and you guys are talking about defensively. Miller, I just want to go back to you real quick, and then we'll finish up with just going through a couple positives. Ryan O'Donovan went through his ratings, and you were just talking about Le Marchand. He gave Le Marchand a 7. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, certainly. He was our most composed defender today. Chambers, I thought, struggled, you know, in majority of the game. Marchand polished up, did the simple thing, but runs a bit like Tim Ream in front of respect, you know. Yeah. Not always glamorous, but just polishing up, looking quite confident on the ball, you know, distributing out fairly comfortably. Chambers just looked a little bit lethargic today. So I agree with Ryan O'Donovan. I think he's our best defender today.
Okay, very good. We'll just end with the positives, and I'm just going to share this with you guys because watching it, I'm going to go to that spell when Fulham were having more of the play, and I kept saying to myself, similar to that time that we were playing Crystal Palace, obviously this was a shorter period of time, I'm saying to myself, if this becomes who they are, we're going to be fine. And playing against a team like Spurs, to have that opportunity there, I thought was a positive. Only scored a goal, could have been more. So that's what I got out of it. Joe, to you, what positives do you take out of it overall?
I take the positive of getting off the mark in the Premiership season, so scoring a goal. I get a positive from Mitro scoring. He was really, really happy about scoring.
Yes.
So I'm glad that he's off the mark. I'm glad that we hung in and we gave Tottenham a game.
Yes.
Even though we've been lucky for it to be 1-1 at that point, up to three quarters of the game, we were still 1-1 and we gave them a worry. Yeah, their fans were getting nervous. You can tell.
Yes.
Where around us is good. Against a top team, because I said to Emilio walking out, this division is a division of two. It's
right.
The top six and the rest. There is a massive gulf between the top six and the rest of the division, more so than, you know, the Premier League and the Championship, I think. So we got away with a 3-1 today. We got off the mark. We scored a goal. Mitro scored. So those are my positives.
Okay. Emilio, how about yourself?
Yeah, other than what Joe said, you know, I saw Tom Kenny's first 20 minutes of the second half. We saw him bossing that midfield. He came out with, like you said, more purpose second half. He was instrumental in that period that we were leading. You know, not Sarah, it was actually Tom that was bossing midfield. He had more space, more movement. It was more direct. You felt something was going to happen there. So that's a positive for me. Tom imposing himself in the Premier League and dominating the Tottenham midfield, who, let's be honest, is a top class. They've got a very strong, you know, strong midfield. There'll be other. Again, we carved out some opportunities. Fabbri, despite all the criticism last week, which I think was a little bit harsh, for 75 minutes he looked very strong. And so let's give him some credit as well where it's due. So it didn't hit any of the fans turning against him today, which was encouraging as well. But yes, I think overall there is optimism. We've got to play against a very difficult Burnley team next week. So.
Sure.
That's going to be a different type of game. Won't be pretty at times, but they don't concede many. I don't think they've conceded any goals in this season. They're all drawing 0-0 or scoring late in the Europa League. So next week will be tough, but we have to start picking up points. If you want to play in this division, we have to, next two games both are winnable. So let's focus on those and take some positive thoughts from today's game into training on Monday.
Absolutely, because there are positives to take out of both of these matches and these two losses. It's a learning experience. These are all new players. And I just keep going back to that spell that actually began when the half started and then continued on beyond the goal from Fulham to make it 1-1. It was a good period for Fulham, and that's the positive, main positive I take out of it. Before I let you guys go, I want to talk about the Fulham supporters. I heard them.
Yeah, they were loud and proud up until the second top goal, and then it all went a bit quiet. But yeah, we made some noise. You know, you didn't hear anything from Tottenham until they went 2-1 in front. So yeah, it was a good atmosphere. You know, made a lot of noise, but once the second goal went in, not just the team got a bit deflated, but so did the fans.
Okay,
you saw Mitro's passion there with his goal. You know, he showed no what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, you know, he scored that goal, and you know what it meant to him.
Yes,
you know, that's his first, and he was my man of the match. He hit the post, scored a goal, and didn't do much wrong despite having limited service in the first half. So man of the match for me.
Okay, excellent. Joe, how about you? Real quick.
Oh yeah, by far. Yeah, the only Fulham player that stood out, Mitro for me, man of the match.
Okay, excellent. Listen, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I just want to mention that the Cottage Talk post-match show will be recording on Sunday like we did last week. This is our full-time show, which is just initial reaction. And listen, guys, thank you so much for doing this. Have a safe journey home.
Thank you, Russ. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Okay, we'll speak to you soon. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk full-time. For my co-host, Joe Tyvee and Emilio Danella, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.